This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.
Kia ora, this is the Catholic Couch. This show is run by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group, and we'll dive into life's big, small, and sometimes ridiculous questions.
There's nothing better than piling up into a large, soft couch to hang out. Don't miss out. Come join us on the couch for a chat.
Welcome to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. Today in the studio we have me, Rain, Livy, and also Gabby. And welcome back to the show, Livy. It's great to have you back.
Thanks for having me. I love it here. My favourite.
And Gabby, it's your first time on the Catholic Couch, so can you introduce yourself to everyone?
Well, hi guys. I'm Gabby, and I'm very excited to be here, and hopefully I'll be a little regular customer.
That would be fantastic. We'd love to have you back. Please feel free. And Gabby, how old are you and what school do you go to?
I am 15 years old and I go to Sacred Heart.
Awesome. So today we're going to do a little bit of Q&A. So Livy and Gabby are both doing the confirmation program at the moment, so we're going to do some Q&A about that. But before that, my first question for you guys is, would you consider yourself a control freak or more laid back?
Who wants to start, me or you?
I mean, I already got my answer, guys. So,
oh my.
I would say I'm both. Yeah. I wouldn't say I'm laid back, but I wouldn't say I'm a control freak. So I'm in the middle.
Oh, I agree with that. I think I like to control easy situations, if that makes sense. But yeah, I'm laid back as well. I'm both. It depends on the situation.
Yeah.
Fair. I would say I'm probably laid. I come across as laid back, and inside I'm like stressing out.
Yeah.
That's happened to me.
So, do you guys have any catchphrases, like things that you say all the time? What are they, and where did you get them from?
Oh my! Well, if you guys know me personally, I love to say the word slay. Slay is my favorite word ever, and I think I got it from just everyone around me, and like, just I don't know. It's been around for a long time, like, but it's come back into fashion, and I'm a regular user of the word. I also use the word cute in every scenario. If the scenario is not cute, I still say cute. From the word cute, I got it from one of my friends. His name's Isaac. It is really a problem for me. But yeah.
with mine, I have a lot. I wouldn't say I have certain kind of catchphrases, but some of Livy's rip off on me. And oh my gosh, sometimes I say cute and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I did not just say that. And then I get a lot of British terms I say, like violations. They're so embarrassing. Sometimes fam. Like, you've got to have a British kind of accent to it, or it just doesn't work. And I guess I just got them from British shows and influences.
Influences.
Nice. That's so interesting. It's so interesting, catchphrases. Like, you kind of change them as you grow.
Then you pick them up off people,
like, nowhere. Yeah. And then you're like, why do I say this all the time?
It's embarrassing at some points, honestly.
And then the other thing that I find interesting is what people say as a filler. Yeah. So between sentences.
Yeah.
So I either say or like.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Do you guys have something that you say in between stuff?
Oh, that's because I've learned, like, I've talked to someone at work
that was
about
like
this. And she was talking about how she says literally all the time and gets bullied by it. So, and then I thought to myself, oh, I do that as well. So I've got to be careful that I don't say that word, otherwise I'll get bullied at work. But yeah, other than that, I don't really know. Slay, probably slay, honestly.
I don't think I have. I don't think I stopped talking. Like, not in an, not in an insult, but I don't think I've ever stopped talking for me to go, maybe, like, I don't know, maybe literally, but I don't think I say it right.
You guys both said like in the middle of your, like, when you were talking, so I'd say that's one of them.
Yeah.
That's definitely one of them. But it's real interesting. Like, I was listening back on myself on this radio show, and I was like, wow, I say like way too much. I have to cut that out. So we're just going to play our first song, and you wanted to play Party in the USA. Why?
We sure did. We wanted to play all of our songs today. Are about songs we had at confirmation camp at the disco we had. So we thought we would contribute our songs to remember the good times of that disco.
It's also a banger.
Like, it is. I agree with
that. You've got to listen to the banger.
Yeah, of course.
Excellent. So we'll just take a break and listen to Party in the USA by Miley Cyrus.
I hopped off the plane at LAX with a dream, my cardigan. Welcome to the land of fame, excess. Am I gonna fit in? Jumped in the cab, here I am for the first time. Look to my right and I see the Hollywood sign. This is all so crazy. Everybody seems so famous. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kind of homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. That's when the taxi man turned on the radio and the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z song was on. And the Jay-Z. Club in my taxi cab, everybody's looking at me now. Like, who's that chick that's rocking kicks? She gotta be from out of town. So hard with my girls not around me. It's definitely not a Nashville party, cause all I see are stilettos. I guess I never got the memo. My tummy's turning and I'm feeling kinda homesick. Too much pressure and I'm nervous. It's when the DJ drops my favorite tune. And a brand
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. You're here today with Rain and Livy and Gabby, and we're doing a bit of a Q&A today. And so I was wondering, why did you guys join the confirmation program?
I joined it. I'm going to be real. I joined it because all of my family have been confirmed, and it was a no-brainer for me to get confirmed. But the group of confirmation candidates for this year are really awesome, and so it's just made it so much better. So if you want to get confirmed, make sure you have a good group of people to do it with, because it makes it so much better. Yeah.
Wow, you really took the words out of my mouth. But I am the first person in my family to get confirmed.
Wow.
So I'm a little bit of a leader, wow. little role model for the family. But yeah, I do have a great lot of friends and candidates that are doing it with me.
So. Like me?
Yeah, like you, Lily.
Yeah.
Nice. So did you join the program because you were encouraged by friends, or did you, it was something that you kind of wanted to do, were interested in?
It was a mix of both. I feel like my friends really influenced me as well.
Yeah.
But knowing that I would have done it because my cousin also did it. But yeah, it kind of just, my friends gave me that little boost.
Yeah. That's what good friends do, like me.
Nice. And how has it been for you?
Oh, it's been a great experience. It really has. Everyone talked about confirmation that I've known who's done it, and they're like, oh yeah, like it's such a good experience and camp is really fun. And I thought, you know, it would be really fun, but I didn't know how much fun it would be until I actually was the participant, and it just exceeded my expectations. Yeah.
Well, now I'm looking forward for Tuesdays.
Yeah, there's
something to look forward to this week. And yeah, like it's been really fun right now, and just getting to know everyone that's doing it.
Yeah,
it's been a great little opportunity.
Yeah.
Awesome. That's so good to hear. And do you guys have like a highlight?
Oh, my highlight has been the camp. I feel like everyone says that. It's just been like, but really it has been. And in the camp, my highlight was definitely adoration, which I never thought I would say ever, but it really was. It was a really moving experience and, you know, it was really fun. Yeah.
I have to say, my group right now for confirmation is
one
of the best groups, I have to say.
Yeah.
And having camp and doing that with them, it was really fun. And it's all the activities and the experience that I got from it was a huge highlight.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
That's awesome. And what is, like, one thing or a couple of things that you've learnt?
I feel like I've learnt how, like, actually I've enjoyed, like, doing things myself. Like, having myself, like, wanting to be confirmed and wanting to go to church, like, I feel like that's what I've learned, is that I'm the one who's wanting to do that. I'm not being forced to do it anymore. Like, I want to do it, which is really actually quite cool for me.
Yeah, with Libby, I've realised how close I can really get with God and how it doesn't have to be in, like, a forced kind of way. You can choose to do it and it can be a great experience.
Oh, Gabby, that was really touching.
That's so awesome. I think, yeah, until you have an experience, like particularly camps, I reckon, until you have an experience where you really feel a sense of belonging in the faith community and you kind of have an encounter with God, or you have that time to focus on your faith in a new way, then it really kind of changes perspective.
100%.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So I think it's amazing that you guys wanted to do the confirmation program for yourself. Like,
oh, 100%.
That's so cool and really, really cool to hear your highlights and what you've learned. And I think, Livy, you had a friend that wanted to share a highlight as well.
Of course. I thought that it would be cool to get someone else's perspective if you weren't quite convinced yet if you wanted to do confirmation or not. So it's phone a friend time.
Ooh.
Let's just get it up and running. Hold on. Come on, surely pick up.
Hello,
Isaac Shane, how are you? Oh,
I'm
my god,
good. How are you?
I'm awesome. Well, as you know, Gabby and I and Rain, we're on live radio right now.
Hi.
No way.
Yeah, isn't that so awesome?
Man, I love it.
So we're doing a phone a friend right now, and obviously you're our friend. So we wanted to ask you about what your highlight of the whole confirmation journey has been for listeners out there who might not be fully convinced if they want to do confirmation.
My highlight, that is a good question.
Yeah.
Mm. I have really enjoyed the camp.
Yeah.
We agree.
Like we did the disco. That was amazing.
Right? The disco, yeah.
The disco was so fun.
Yeah.
While getting to know different people and people I've never met before and getting closer to other people, you know, that's been really cool. I've really enjoyed that.
Wow, so wise, Isaac.
But also getting closer to God.
Right.
Don't forget him.
I've honestly felt more connected.
Wow.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. That is pretty dope. Yep. Well, thank you for calling. I appreciate that you actually answered me. And, you know, you have a great day, Isaac Shane. You have
a great day, too.
Oh, stop it. Bye now.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my God. Okay, bye. Oh, Lord.
So, yeah.
Awesome. So, that was cool to hear. And I reckon one of Isaac's catchphrases is dope, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Add that to the list.
Yeah,
we can add that to the list. So, it's probably time for another song now.
Yeah, I think so.
And so, we're going to play Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Coming.
Welcome back to the Catholic Couch on Access Radio Taranaki 104.4 FM. And you've been listening to Rain, Livy and Gabby today, and we've been having a bit of a Q&A. And so I have a question for you guys. What's the best piece of advice you've ever received?
Oh, Gabby, I reckon you should start. You've got a banger one.
Well, we've got lots, but a fish once said, just keep swimming. Just keep swimming. And when I'm at my lowest, I watch a good old movie, Finding Dory. Or is it Finding Nemo? Anyway, that fish really helps me at my lowest, you know? So remember that, guys. Just keep swimming.
Well, Gabby, yeah. I've got a tear in my eye. That just made me really emotional. there's a lot of quotes like that really fulfill me, but if you're listening to our channel or our podcast just before, you would have heard us talking about our catchphrases and you would have heard me say slay. So my best piece of advice I've been given is just slay the days away, because, you know, it just makes me feel well. You know, I can slay this day. Every day's a slay.
Oh, I got a tear.
You're kidding? Wow.
All right, that's awesome.
Wow.
I'm glad that you are so inspired by those pieces of advice,
of course,
you know?
Yeah.
It's always good to have, you know, good advice to carry you through life.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Carry you that on that when you're at your lowest, you know?
Thanks.
Yeah. So, what in your life brings you joy?
You know, I'm just going to put out there, Kaylee brings me a lot of joy. Kaylee Fleming, if you don't know her, you should know her. She just giggles so much, and it just makes me so happy to see her. You know, when she buys a golden patch from the tuck shop, man.
Oh, my God.
She just giggles so much. So if you don't know Kaylee, you know, you should get to know her. Message her on Instagram. Add her on Snapchat.
Kaylee Fleming, you know.
Kaylee Fleming, yep.
Yeah. We love you.
We love you, Kaylee. Shout out.
Well, I say a lot of things make me happy.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kaylee. Yeah. And food, people, you know. You need that, like, socialness in your life so you can get really buzzy, go to school, socialise.
Slay.
My mum does make me happy, though.
Oh, your mum makes me happy, too.
Love you, Mum. Thanks for making me happy. So, yeah.
You know who else brings me lots of joy? Yeah. Kaylee Fleming's mum.
Oh, Kaylee
Fleming brings me a lot of joy.
And if they're my mix, guys.
Wow.
She has,
guys, you're missing out.
She has this little business where she runs and she helps people sell Thermomixes. She does herself and she does lots of cooking stuff with you. And it's honestly, I love watching her stories. They actually make my day. So
Yeah. Thanks,
Emma.
Awesome. It's great to hear what brings you joy. I think it's really important to keep focus on the things that do make you happy, because in life there's lots of, you know, like stress and stuff like that. And if you can focus on what brings you joy, and it's awesome that your friendships bring you so much joy, that's really important to have people that surround you with happiness.
Definitely.
Would you guys rather be smart or funny?
Well, I'm pretty funny, and I'm not that smart, so I guess I'm funny. I mean, you know, bringing joy and being funny and to other people makes them happy. So, you know, bringing joy to other people is, you know, it's inspiring. What about you, Gabby?
Well, I want to be both, but beggars can't be choosers.
So you are both. You are both.
I try to be both, you know. Most of the things that happen that are funny, accidental, but that's okay. I really want to pick both.
Yeah, she's torn.
Yeah, I really don't think I could. You know what? If I make people happy, then if me being funny makes people happy, then funny.
That's what I. Wow, we're on the same page, girl.
Yeah.
I reckon you can totally be both.
Yeah,
exactly.
Would you rather see Jesus walk on water or see Jesus rise Lazarus from the dead?
Probably like,
walk on water because I can't do it. Try it, okay? So if I see him do it, might give me some hope that I can do it someday.
I feel like I'd be creeped out with a dead person becoming alive again.
Don't like zombies.
So I would want him to walk on water, and it can be a cool party trick for my 16th. Oh, I can be like, Jesus,
come
on, walk on water.
You did not.
I'm just being real with the fans.
Yeah, the fans.
That's great.
Yep.
That is so good. I think I would really like to see Jesus walk on water. Just seeing Jesus do any miracle would be pretty epic. Would you rather give up eating pizza or give up eating pasta?
Oh,
well, you know, I love both, but probably give up pizza because I could eat a mean feed of pasta.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love pasta.
I love pasta.
And we went to Joe's Garage. I was sick of pizza for solid five days.
Yeah. Like a week. I feel like I'd give up pizza too because pasta's just so refreshing.
Creamy pasta, tomato pasta.
I'd give up pizza. I know that's a weird kind of like choice, but yeah.
They're both good though. Yeah. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
I would also 100% give up pizza. Yeah. I eat so much pasta. Yeah. It's like, I wouldn't even know what to cook. All right. I had another one. I lost it. Would you rather have to eat everything hot or have to eat everything cold?
Oh, that's a toughie.
Well, cold chips make me sad, so... Like, everything cold makes me sad.
Literally.
But then if it's everything hot, I don't want hot ice cream or...
Oh, yeah.
Probably hot, only because cold things make me sad.
I'd say hot as well, because, you know, a cold winter's night, you just want a hot meal.
You're sick, you want hot food, not...
Exactly, you don't want an ice block. Come
exactly.
on, you know?
So,
yeah.
Nice, and I figured out which question I was going to ask you guys. Would you rather have a horrible short-term memory or have a horrible long-term memory?
Well, some embarrassing things I do sound pretty long-term because they won't go away. So I'd rather have short-term because it goes away.
Yeah, I agree with that. I 100% agree with that. Yeah. You're so welcome.
Excellent. Would you rather wear one colour each day, like only be able to wear one colour each day, or have to wear all seven colours like every day, like a rainbow every day?
Well, I think lots of colours would be a bit blinding for some people. Like sometimes you just want to sad, like let's say you're sad and you wear like colourful, it's not going to match how you're feeling.
Yeah.
So I guess I'd pick one colour because I can make it work.
I would personally pick seven colours.
Oh, are we feeling a bit different this time? Are we split?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because, I don't know, I just feel like seven colours really match my personality.
Wow. Okay.
I don't know. I see. I just feel like you could work with the whole seven colour thing.
Seven, you're currently wearing maybe four.
Yeah, but...
Alrighty team, that's us for today. So if you want to listen in next week to the Catholic Couch, we'd love to you to tune in again and have a great rest of the week. Slay everybody.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Thanks for listening to the Catholic Couch by the Catholic Parish of New Plymouth Youth Group. If you enjoyed this show, you can find it as a podcast on the Access Radio Taranaki website, Spotify and Apple Podcasts.
If you want to know more about or get involved in our youth group, check out Illuminate Youth NP on Instagram. That's Illuminate with the number 8. The Catholic Parish of New Plymouth on Facebook. Or you can email youth@catholicparishnp.nz.
This show was made at Access Radio Taranaki in New Plymouth, thanks to New Zealand On Air. For more local content, search for accessradiotaranaki.com.